From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Amateur video purportedly from Syria's seventh largest city, Deir ez-Zor, shows a massive nighttime anti-government demonstration in one of many immediate civilian tests of the ceasefire now in its second day. The ceasefire appears to be holding for the most part, but Syrian activists say gunfire broke out this morning near the Syria-Turkey border. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this report.
Opposition activists reported clashes between the Syrian army and rebel fighters in the village of Kerbet el-Joz, close to the Turkish border. Witnesses in Turkey's Hatay province said the gunfire could clearly be heard. The Syrian security forces have largely stopped their attacks, but have refused to withdraw to barracks as called for under the peace plan of Special Envoy Kofi Annan. All sides are watching to see what develops inside Syria after Friday prayers, which has been a time of very large anti-government protests for the past 13 months. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The White House calls North Korea's failed rocket launch a provocative act that violates international law. Later today, the UN Security Council is expected to hold an emergency session to seek further sanctions against the North. Meanwhile, in South Korea, reporter Dwali Zaikautau says government officials suspect the North will follow the launch with a nuclear test.
A senior defense ministry official told an emergency parliamentary session there is a high possibility that North Korea will test launch another long-range rocket or conduct a nuclear test. A report leaked to local media 2 days ago cited satellite photos taken earlier this month of a freshly dug tunnel near past underground nuclear test. Seoul analysts say Pyongyang's embarrassment over the failure of the launch likely means more military provocations in order to strengthen domestic support of North Korea's new young leader. Hours after admitting the launch was a failure, the North state media announced Kim Jong-un was named to a new post, first chairman of the ruling National Defense Commission. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Consumer prices are up modestly for March in the U.S., higher gasoline prices helping lead the increase. Raymond James chief economist Scott Brown says they could go higher.
Certainly consumers are going to be feeling the pinch at the pump, but that's normal for this time of year.
He says it's not yet clear how much those higher fuel prices might affect spending in other parts of the economy. President Obama's heading to Colombia today for the Summit of the Americas, where the White House says he will promote trade with other American countries. He makes a brief stop in Tampa, Florida on the way. The President and Vice President Biden plan to release their income tax returns today, and they're encouraging Republican Mitt Romney to do the same. Romney speaks today to the National Rifle Association Convention in St. Louis. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 60 points in an early trade this morning. This is NPR News. 14 states and a slew of power companies are challenging an Environmental Protection Agency rule in federal court today. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports the EPA issued the rule last year to cut pollution from power plants that can flow across state borders and spoil air quality in neighboring states.
The states will argue that the rule oversteps the EPA's authority. That's because under the Clean Air Act, states have primary responsibility to clean up their air. The EPA is only supposed to step in when states fail to do so. But the EPA will argue that the federal government has been asking states for decades to clean up pollution that fouls the air in other states. The agency will say its rule reflects Congress's frustration with the states for failing to do that. Pollution from other states exposes many Americans to unhealthy air that makes them sick. Until the court makes its ruling, it has temporarily blocked the EPA rule. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker says he thought his life might soon be over as he rescued his next-door neighbor from a house fire when he arrived home last evening. He tells CBS he jumped into the kitchen of the flaming house.
When I got there and I couldn't find her in all the smoke, looked behind me and saw the kitchen really erupting with flames all over the ceiling, that's when I had very clear thoughts that I'm not going to get out of this place alive.
Booker says a detective grabbed Booker's neighbor as the two emerged. Booker and his neighbor emerged with smoke inhalation and some second-degree burns. The mayor also says he now has an even more elevated level of respect and admiration for firefighters than he did before. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.